AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Uncle Curtis was just here from I Am Awake, Native Roots Radio.
Oh, I love Uncle Curtis. He's awesome.
He is one of the greatest radio personalities. I love that guy. I'm dead serious. There's an old adage in radio, and I heard it years ago. It says, to make good radio, do radio good. Native Roots Radio, that I Am Awake, is a good radio show. Top to bottom, brings you information you're not going to hear anywhere else. Gives you good personalities. It's just a solid show, and Curtis is just fantastic, man. I love him, and good to see him out there. He was surveying our pothole collection we have in the AM 950 parking lot.
He didn't volunteer to repair them, did he?
I think he did.
Oh, all right.
Well, so either that or I've just gotten Curtis into big trouble. My bad on me. But if you are by all means, you're looking for a great show, I Am Awake. We put that one up on the SoundCloud page too, right?
Yeah, that's up everywhere, and he does the last segment of the second hour, which is just great. Check it out.
Now, I'll listen to...
What does my elder think is the name of the segment?
Make sure you listen to the entire show. It is great radio. Robert does a fantastic job with that. Robert hasn't talked to me ever since I got mad at Joe Mauer. I made the comments about Joe Mauer.
That was because you were wrong, though.
Well, I mean, it wasn't. You know what? We actually had a great discussion with a friend about the Twins. You know what it is? Someone said, you see that fence out there? Try to hit the ball over that. And that seems to be just because everyone's like, we can do that? We're not supposed to do that as Twins, are we? Yeah, you can. And voila, we're the best team in the American League.
Yeah, no more of these slap singles to opposite field.
Yeah, taking some 275-pound, 6'4" monstrosity of a man saying, bunt. and hustle it out there, big legs. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Lots to get to today. I will say Mom's Day coming on up here. I want to start off with Mother's Day brunch buffet over at the Park Tavern. Now, it's not a surprise. We just had Easter. But Mom's Day coming up, if you do not have reservations, something for Mom, make sure you go over to Park Tavern. They have got the great setup. The food's fantastic. The food is top-notch. Mom gets a mimosa and a carnation, and you get an hour of bowling. It is a great way for you to spend Mom's Day together. And by the way, can I say this? If you've got kids, as a parent who's done this, if you got kids, it is fantastic. The little ones just love the bowling. They love the food. They get and for a kid, a buffet line is the greatest food option of all time. You get to choose what you want, and that they, trust me, they'll have a great time. So if you're looking for a place to take the kids, especially the younger kids, Park Tavern's the place to go. Go get your reservations 10 till 3. It is Mother's Day coming on up here. From one mother to all you guys out there. I say that joke every year, but I still do like it. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. By the way, since this is my first show doing with, happy birthday earlier this week. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Yes. Appreciate it.
So you are what?
22.
Zygote. Zygote. That's what you are, man.
34, which I now define as my mid-30s. I'm officially there.
Yeah, are you? How are you feeling old? Shut up. I was 16 when you were born. So it was just like this now, only, hi, my name's Matt.
Oh, and that was a perfect era. We got to get some photos of you when you were 16. Oh, you had to have been rocking some great fashion.
I had hair. Every guy back then had hockey hair. I'm just going to say it. Every guy in the 80s had hockey hair. Every guy. I mean, that's one of the great things. Who's the guy on Stranger Things, the older brother on Stranger Things? That guy's hair, dear God, that's like half the class I went to Edina at. I mean, seriously. We all had hockey hair back then, back in the days. Now I don't have hair. So, bon appetit. 952-946-6205. Two bits of business news to get to. First of all, welcome to the trade war, because Trump did something really weird last night. And, I mean, it was weird. It was not last night. It was actually this morning. He put out a series of tweets early this morning saying, we're working together. And this is one of the tweets. I mean, he deleted them fairly quickly. I actually posted it, and he deleted it within 10 minutes of me posting it, a retweet on it. Talks with China continue in a very congenial manner. There is absolutely no need to rush, as tariffs are now being paid to the United States of China. So he's basically saying there's no need to rush like this. it just, to me, and it was a whole series of tweets where he was trying to, on one side of the of each of these tweets, tell China, hey, we're not really mad at you. Don't impose big tariffs on us. On the other side, it was, but we are putting tariffs on you. And somehow he thinks all that tariff money goes straight into the Treasury. Most of it is absorbed by the companies. And as a matter of fact, you want a little bit of sobering news for you. The tariffs that were announced minimum are going to cost a million U.S. jobs, a minimum of a million U.S. jobs. Some estimates take it up as high as 3 million U.S. jobs are just by the moves that Trump made today with these tariffs. That's a guarantee. And then the average family of four in the United States, thanks to the new tariffs, will have to pay $800 more per year for the same stuff that you had. That's courtesy of Donald Trump. It's basically $200 per person. Think about that. Family of five like mine, $1,000. $1,000 just because Trump here doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And anyone that tries to tell him what to do, he's like, I'm the genius. And God, why did he sound like the monster in Young Frankenstein?
It's not far off though from what Trump does sound like. Yeah.
Peter Boyle, man. God, that movie is funny. Oh, Young Frankenstein. There's Donald Trump. We'll put him in a red. Can someone out there? I know my audience, because I'll say this. We have the greatest listeners here at AM 950. I know that someone will Photoshop a orange wig on Peter Boyle's monster from Young Frankenstein. If you could do that for me. We also, a little bit later on this hour, have a song for the show. Someone wrote a song for the Matt McNeil Show. Appreciated. Going back to the trade thing, we'll play that song, by the way, a little bit later on. The trade thing, it's not clear what China's going to do. The last time we kind of started picking this fight with China, they completely shut down our soybean imports. And it's one of the reasons why. The whole point is going on here. When Trump did this, he doesn't understand a basic concept of trade. Some items, like an iPhone, can be shipped to a foreign country and sit on a shelf for 8 or 9 months. But there are other items which are much more immediate. He showed his lack of understanding in this when he got into the dairy wars with Canada and with Mexico. That's a finite product. It has, you know, tick tock. The second that comes out of the cow, tick tock goes the clock. You've got to get that to the markets. And when the markets were shut down, that's just milk gone bad. Same thing happened with China. They need soybeans. It's our biggest importer of U.S. soybeans is China, hands down. As a matter of fact, a large portion of the U.S. soybean crop goes to China. They love our soybeans. Bon appetit. But the minute we shut this down and they started putting it in sanctions and stuff like that, they have to have soybeans. So they can't just say, well, we'll just eat in 3 weeks. No, they went out and got new trade deals with Brazil and Argentina to fill up the gaps of the United States because of our trade war. At one point, our trade to China in soybeans alone was 90% down. Now, it did come back. Both Cliff Schechter and I earlier this week brought up the 90 number. But it actually did come down to, I think they were only stopping 60% for a while. But, you know, there's a very legitimate chance that they'll just come back out and they'll say, all right, we'll sign new contracts with other countries, have them supply, especially some of the African countries. They'll supply our soybeans. And guess what? We're screwed. And this is the entire problem with what Trump is doing, is that he does not understand the concept of trade in the sense that the fact that some products are far more urgent than other products. You know, a piece of steel, a car, they can sit for a while. You know, perishable food items can't. And if all of a sudden there's a wall between a major importer of our products, they've still got to get that food from somewhere. And this is the entire hitch. Trump wants the Chinese, from what I've understood, to completely negate these new agricultural contracts they've got with other countries and return back to the United States. And China's saying no. And China is, for the most part, very smartly saying no, because if you've got a major supplier of your food for a country with the population of China, and they're getting, you know, you know, trigger happy with tariffs, well, then you need to have options on the table. There is no way Trump can win this trade war with China at this point because he so screwed it up from the beginning. And he didn't understand what he was doing. And now he wants the rest of the world to and he's trying to sell it now. And that's the whole point, getting back to the tweets, this whole thing about all the money, we're going to collect all this money, it's going to go at the Treasury, and we're going to buy all the ag products, and we're going to ship them overseas. So you're going to buy a bunch of soybeans and then just chuck them at some third world country that's starving? Okay. Here's your bucket of soybeans. Enjoy. I guarantee you, if they're hungry, they'll eat it, but you're not going to do that. And the reason why is it's not so linear. You're not, first of all, let's just cut the crud. Trump, you have no compassion. You're a jackass. You are not going to help needy countries. That is just not in your vernacular. It is just not. He's not going to help the hungry. He's not going to help the poor and the needy. He is, that they represent everything he hates. So this idea that the federal government will buy all this food and will ship it over to needy, no, he's not. They're not going to do it. Plus the fact that the tariffs are going to basically be, most of them are going to be rolled into the product. The American corporations are going to have to eat these things and raise the prices. Henceforth, why everyone's cost just went up $200 per year because of one dude, Donald Trump. It's amazing. It was amazing how bad he is at this. I mean, I'm bad at, I mean, if you put me in a room and said, Matt, I want you to negotiate trade deals, I wouldn't know where to begin, but I would understand the concept of perishable and non-perishable goods. I would understand the complexities of that you just can't raise tariffs on one product and think there's not going to be repercussions for other products. And I sure as heck wouldn't go on out there, renegotiate something like NAFTA and insist I have a much better deal when in the long term, we actually got a far worse deal because of Johnny negotiations there. It's not going well for every business either. Uh-oh, MyPillow. That MyPillow. They laid off 120 workers in Shakopee on Thursday, so some of its production space can be reconfigured for the new founder's new business endeavor. Mike Lindell, founder and chief executive, professional clinger, says Friday he is curtailing production volume for the next month as two production facilities in Shakopee and a newly purchased building in Savage are transformed for his new business, MyStore.com. Oh, are they going to just sell pillows? you're going to make something else that's really pretty substandard? Well, never mind. I've just heard. I don't know. Just you get those consumer reports there.
I just hope he makes a cardboard cutout of him hugging whatever it is he's making. Gosh,
wouldn't it be great? Like if it was a sub sandwich. Just I would pay big money to see with one of those like 4 foot long jobbers him just hugging a sub sandwich. I had to lay them off because you can't have employees in there while they're doing this big shift. So, you know, okay. The new company will be an online marketplace for investors and entrepreneurs. Oh, so that's what he's doing. He's doing one of those things where, you know, you can go buy a Caribou coffee franchise or something. And Caribou, sorry to use you, but I'm just using you as an example. You know, you can buy a franchise. And so, you know, good luck. I will say this, if they need a store to sell it, is it really that good of a franchise? I don't know. And it has about 100 such companies. He said they'll be vetted to make sure they weren't stolen ideas or corrupt businesses. MyStore will fulfill and ship all orders placed on its marketplace. Lindell says he displaced MyPillow workers are given a week's pay and three options. They could find a new job on their own. Wait a minute. You gave them a week's pay. A week? Hey, we're letting you go today, but guess what? You don't have to worry about starving until next Monday.
How is that an option, finding a new job? That's kind of like the only thing that happens.
You can die. You can lose all your stuff. Or you can find a new job. They can find a new job on their own. Wait for a call in 6 to 8 weeks when he's hiring workers again. Or go to work for another company in the southwest suburbs that Lindell has arranged to hire them. He declined what identify that firm. Is it the trucking company that Trump stopped at down in Burnsville? Oh, weak as it. Wow, how benevolent you are. I bet. Did you even give him a pillow? Did you even give him a pillow so they can cry themselves to sleep at night? Please. Lindell says, this is a very tough decision. They're great workers. Yeah, a week's worth of pay, great. God. They're great workers. Here you go. Don't spend it all in one place. Most of the workers, I think, will grab jobs right away, but hopefully some of them will come back. MyPillow employs about 1,500 people and about 500 remaining in production following this week's cuts. Lindell said the company has about 8 weeks' worth of inventory stockpiled. Oh, so let me get this right. You basically made the employees work ahead, then stockpiled the product. Now you're letting them go with 1 week's worth of pay. I thought you said Trump was going to make everyone's the economy great. Not making it great for your 1,200 workers that you just sent on the unemployment line. I am going to be paying attention here to what Mike's, what's happens here. Whether or not these workers get hired back. Because the implication is, well, we're going to bring as many of them back as we can. The reality is, it doesn't sound like it. Sounds like a few might get hired back, but the concept of an online store is that you don't have to have a lot of people. You just have to have some IT guys. And someone who's been stuffing pillows with stuffing for the last few months, I don't know if they have the IT degree to help you online with an online store. So he let go 120 workers in Shakopee Thursday. We'll have to see how many of them get jobs back. We'll have to see how many of them get their jobs back. Go Trump, huh? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all-energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
Looking to experience the Northwoods and Boundary Waters? Big Bear Lodge is the perfect choice. May and June are a perfect time to spot some moose as well as have great fishing. Mention AM950 during May and you'll receive 10% off when you book the Dakota Cabin, a cozy cabin perfect for couples or a single person looking to unplug and unwind. Find out more about this great getaway and see their authentic modern woodsy cabins at BigBearLodgeMN.com. That's BigBearLodgeMN.com.
Mother's Day in the Twin Cities means the Mother's Day Buffet at the Park Tavern. On May 12th, treat mom to herb-crusted beef, broiled cod, honey-glazed ham, Eggs Benedict, breakfast and lunch sides, salads, and desserts. Mom even gets a free mimosa and a carnation. Seatings are from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. $21.95 for adults, seniors are $14.95, kids are $10.95, 5 and under are free, and don't forget the hour of free bowling with every reservation. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, enjoy Mother's Day, Sunday the 12th, with the Park Tavern.
Better Futures Minnesota is a social enterprise which helps men achieve self-sufficiency and a better future for themselves and their communities. We need your help. By donating time or funds to our cause, you can support us and promote a healthier environment. By hiring our deconstruction crews for your next residential or commercial project and shopping or donating building materials or appliances to our reuse retail warehouse, you are supporting Better Futures Minnesota and your community. Please visit BetterFuturesMinnesota.com to learn more.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette. 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, thanks Todd Colad for sponsoring AM 950 this week. That's right. You can sponsor the radio station if you like. 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885 is the phone number to call and find out more information about that. Todd, it lives in Spain, beautiful Spain. And his band Just Folk, they've got a new album coming out here on the 17th. Second album track on the album is out on video. We'll post that a little bit later on tonight so you can get a good view of that. Go check that out. And once again, if you'd like more information on sponsoring AM 950, 952-946-8885 is the phone number. I wanted to bring up something here that it's out there, and it's something the Minneapolis City Council's got to figure out. Jamar Clark died November 25th. Clark was killed so long ago. The racist 4chan user who shot people at a Black Lives Matter protest in North Minneapolis has already appealed his case and had it re-adjudicated. Alan Scarcella's argument that one of his victims had a reputation of violence didn't convince an appellate court judge, and he'll continue serving out his 15-year sentence. Oh, that's nice. Your argument is, even though you really had no idea who these people were when you shot them, one of them you feel is violent, and so it justified you shooting all of them. I see. All right. Local jurors never got to decide if Jamar Clark committed crime. The night of Minneapolis cop Mark Schwarzy shot him in the face from point-blank range because Clark was already dead. He was resisting officers but not attacking them when Schwarzy's partner Mark Ringenberg decided to wrap an arm around Clark and wrestle him to the ground. You remember the Ringenberg San Diego maneuver? We forget the San Diego maneuver, right? Apparently the maneuver is that you screw up so badly you end up on your back on the ground with the perp on top of you. Good move, officer. The story we've talking about Justine DeMond, the white yoga teacher. She the trial of Muhammad Noor has happened, and basically they said that she slapped the back of the squad car, scaring Noor into fatally shooting Justine in the alley behind her house. The stories of Clark and DeMond's death are similar beginnings. 911 calls, couple of cops rolling up to the scene, not knowing what they'll find. And the differences are pretty obvious, too. A black man from North Minneapolis, a white woman in South Minneapolis, and apparently a small matter of $20 million. That's how much Minneapolis City Council members agreed to pay the family of Justine DeMond after Noor was convicted of murdering her. And they didn't even wait around on that. They basically quickly said, here's $20 million. Sorry. Clark's killers didn't have to face trial. And according to that same Strib story, the family's still fighting for restitution from some of the city that employed them. A lawsuit they filed in 2017, not long before Justine DeMond was killed, and the first included the city, the department, and both officers. Schwarzy, the shooter, and it was later released from the suit in which argues Ringenberg had used excessive force while taking Clark to the ground simply for not following orders. That seems to make the point there. If Justine DeMond's relatives got $20 million, how much could Clark be pushing for? A rejected amount in the Clark case apparently was well below $100,000, according to sources with knowledge of the proposed settlement. That's less than the city council members make a year. What the hell's going on here? Is the Minneapolis City Council arguing that a white woman's life is more valuable than an African-American man's life? Because it sure seems to be that, and it's not just kinda, it's 200 times more valuable. Not even 200 times more valuable. Justine DeMond got $20 million. You $100,000 on the table for the family of Jamar Clark, and you're like, oh, that's too much. It's 1/200th of what Justine DeMond's family got. It's 1/200th. How are you guys fighting this so badly? The police clearly screwed this up. The police, and I made the point, it's very likely that because Ringenberg's foolish San Diego maneuver, when he fell backward, the waistband of Clark is what actually had his weapon, not Clark's hands. Once again, Clark was bleeding at his wrists, okay? He was bleeding at his wrists. How come there was not any blood on the if he was grabbing the pistol, there wasn't any blood. If I remember correctly, no blood was on that gun. None of Clark's blood. How is he grabbing the gun with bloody hands if he did not grab the, if there was no blood on the gun? And we'll never know. The only two people that know are these two cops who basically screwed up the situation from the get-go and then basically were allowed to say, well, he was a demon. Or what was it that they say? He was saying, I'm ready to die. That's what it was. I'm ready to die. Oh, how convenient that the only two people that heard this are the two people that would be facing a murder charge if they were convicted of murdering the guy. Or accused of murdering the guy, I should say. But that all aside, Jamar Clark should not be dead. Police screwed up here. The San Diego maneuver did not work nearly as much as well as it was apparently labeled as. Either that or the San Diego maneuver is basically some sort of hog pile thing. Needless to say, neither scenario works with police work. But how are you, how did you think this was not going to come back on you badly? Seriously, how did you think this was not going to come back on you badly that you quickly, oh, here's $20 million. Sorry, we killed the white woman in, from South Minneapolis. $20 million will make that, you know, won't make it, bring her back, but it will hopefully make things better. Oh, well, how about the African-American man that was gunned down by, you know, at the very least incompetent police? Well, you know, here's $15,000 and you're welcome to the 4th Precinct Rodeo Days. We'll get you a 4-pack of tickets for that. How about that? You guys need to figure this out. You guys need to figure this out. And I'm going to make a little suggestion to the Minneapolis City Council. Probably needs to be somewhere in the area to 7 and 8 figures on that check. You probably, if you're going to, unless you're about to come on out and say, well, we have determined that white women are worth more than African-American men. Dear God, let's hope not. Well, then that number should be a little closer to, 8 to 10. I'm not going to deny that there are some elements of each case which are different, but this should not be a case where the African-American man is worth 1/200th of what you basically gave the white woman's family. This needs to be in the 7 to 8 figure category, people. And before you look at me, this is on you. This is on you. I wish both of them were still alive today. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll change things up. When we come on back, who, by the way, did this song?
Reverend Jack.
Reverend Jack. Reverend Jack has made a song about the Matt McNeil Show. It's like a limerick. No, we'll hear it when we come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
This is Gregory Rich, founder of Habitation Furnishing and Design. I have a philosophy. Furniture should be beautiful, but if it's not comfortable, it's not much use to anyone. That's why at Habitation, we work hard to make sure that the furniture we sell is stylish and functional. Unique and useful. What more can you ask for? Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park. It's the Twin Cities' best furniture and design showroom.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around, check us out online, and when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavik.com to learn more.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Once again, 8localminnesota.com, Mother's Day. You don't have a reservation. You need to make one today. Go call. Go to eatlocalminnesota.com. Check out the great local restaurants. Find one, especially if you want to try to take mom out any time between, say, 10 and 2. You really need to make reservations. You're not going to be able to find anything that's open. I stopped by a florist today to get flowers, holy cow, they were just, no one who is walking in is going to be able to get really too much anything quickly, especially at this point. So you need to keep that in mind with Mom's Day. Caught you off guard a little bit here because, once again, Easter was just a few weeks ago. But Mom's Day coming up here on Sunday. Take mom out. Eatlocalminnesota.com, your one stop. You find a great restaurant there and enjoy. Okay, so Reverend Jack. He did this. Now, he did a rap song for you guys, right?
Yeah, he had a repartee rap. Several months ago, yeah. It was classic.
Was it? This is a first for me. I don't think I've ever had anyone write a song for me or my show. So, without further ado, here's Reverend Jack.
Well, I woke up this morning, wasn't sure how to feel. There's so much going on in this world, man. Wasn't sure how to feel. Then I remembered I could just tune in to Matt McNeil. Between 3 and 4, he don't ever stop. On your radio dial, 9:50 a.m. after 3 o'clock. That Matt McNeil is gonna give you all that he's got. I wouldn't cross him if I were you, cause he's the aggressive progressive. Oh, Matt McNeil. Well, one thing I know, that he's gonna give it to you how it feels. Cause he ain't no phony man, that dude. He's for real. He's the Matt McNeil, yo. McNeil, he's my main man. When I'm feeling down, I can just tune him in every day, yes I can. And I know one thing, that he's gonna entertain me. That's always the plan, I guess, when he's at McNeil between 3 and 4. Well, I know that you can't ever ask for more. I'll tell you right now, if he don't like it, he's gonna show you the door. Well, he's gonna let you say your piece, though, but he don't play around. Matt, M-A-T-T. He's the aggressive, it's all he could ever be. 950 KTNF, Progressive Voice of Minnesota, is exactly where he's supposed to be.
Thank you, Reverend Jack. That's very nice, man. Nice little blues riff, too. I like that. I like that quite a bit. So there you go. Can we put that up on the SoundCloud page?
Yeah, we can separate that.
All right. Sure, so yeah. Go ahead. Let's pop that up onto the SoundCloud page, and I'll put a link out to it. And thank you very much. That's stunning. I have to admit, I am kind of beside myself that someone would do that. So I appreciate it greatly. That's very nice of you. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's see if I can change his mind. sounds like a dare.
Now we're going to have the passive progressive.
No, I'm going to. So I had a great question happen last night, because I've been thinking about it since someone put it towards me. And it was in regards to the story here that we here at AM 950 have been covering quite a bit. in regards to Tony Jurgens. After an amendment in the Minnesota House failed, he apparently confronted Representative Jamie Becker Finn, verbally and physically threatening her to a point where someone actually had to pull him away. And there was a letter that was written by the Democrats that was put in the official record, House record or something like that, where they condemned his actions on this. The Republicans, just being petty little twits, they basically went out and put out a letter which, for lack of a better way to say it, falls into the category of, but she deserved it, that sort of thing. And someone brought up the question, and I have been lamenting the media. I mean, what does it take? If Ilhan Omar would have threatened any Republican, not only would it be above the fold on the papers, number one lead story for 3 or 4 weeks in this town, but every Democrat in the state would be required to sit there and answer, do you condemn her? Should she resign? And that every Democrat would be. And here we've had basically radio silence from the media in this town that they've not covered it. Outside of Blue Stem Prairie is the only media outlet that's covered this story. A sitting representative threatens a member of the opposing party in the Minnesota House, and apparently that's not newsworthy. But hey, check out our picks for the hottest mac and cheese in town. Wow. Anyway, person asked me the question, Matt, there is one element of this which we have to ask the question in regards to the Democrats. And I said, what's that? Why haven't they had a press conference? It's a damn good question. Why haven't you had a press conference? Okay. We're not talking politics. We're talking that a person who is an employee of the state of Minnesota at the workplace was threatened by a coworker. That's worthy of a press conference. It's worthy of public condemnation. It's not that should not just be a strongly worded memo. No. All the Democratic leaders should have had a press conference condemning Jurgens. They should have condemned him and said, you know, this is unacceptable. But because I think part of the problem is that the Democrats, outside of this letter that they posted in the weekly House Review or whatever it is, they really haven't gone with this story. Which brings me to the point of which we have to understand why Republicans get their message across and Democrats keep shooting themselves in the foot. Now, I'm not endorsing the Republican message. As a matter of fact, we'll start with this. Because what was the Republican response? Has one Republican said, I'm sorry, or that's out of line? No. They've been absolute jackasses on that. They whether or not they agree that a person should threaten another member of the House is irrelevant. And by the way, I'd make an argument, they basically, through their silence in this whole thing, have said, as far as we're concerned, you can threaten the living daylights out of the opposing party. What they did is, in unison, and how they got the Republican female legislators to go along with it, I have no idea. They basically wrote a letter saying, in paraphrasing, she deserved it. And think about this as the abusive husband, you know, yeah, I hit her a few times, but she didn't have my beer at the door when I got home. That kind of mentality. They seem to be trying to validate this threat to Jamie Becker Finn. But yet, they're all in unison. They're all condemning Jamie Becker Finn for being, I don't know, easily threatened, I guess. And you may despise them, but this is what they do on everything. No matter how bad it is, no matter how out of line it is, only when you get stuff like when Neuberger was on tape making the racist comment on the House floor, did they actually end up coming on out there and saying, well, we have to say something. And what did Kurt Dowd say? Well, I'm not going to make him apologize on the House floor, but I had a discussion with him. And that's it. They don't make any other comments. They don't say anything else. He didn't really even condemn him. He just basically said, we'll have a discussion about this. I'm not going to make him apologize on the House floor, though. That is an element of the Republicans that they stay on message, they stay on topic. And the problem that Democrats have is they're jackasses. Let's just call the Minnesota Republican Party what they are. They're a bunch of jackasses for the most part. There are one or two people in there that are not that bad, but they're jackasses. But yet they, because they're so committed, it appears as if they have integrity. They appear, at least we're going to stand by what we believe in. And in this day and age, that's what people, they want people that are committed to what they believe in. And even though the Republican Party is a horrible mess right now, I mean, it is a dumpster fire in a dumpster fire in a dumpster fire. They're proud of being a dumpster fire in a dumpster fire in a dumpster fire, and it comes off as integrity. And that is how Republicans can control message. I have zero doubt as well. There have been phone calls to some of the media outlets of this town telling them to not report on this. I have zero doubt. Probably in the guise of, you hear that libtard over at AM 950 making a big deal about this? Well, if you mention it, we'll say you're no better than Matt McNeil. I have zero doubt some people have said that. You can leave me out of the story. Leave me out of the story. Blue Stem Prairie had it. Go quote her. And actually, if you look at her story, she tells you where you can find this news on your own. But that is one of the things Republicans do. And they might be massive jerks, but considering they are consistent, they swim in a school, it looks as if they've got integrity. The Democrats, on the other hand, and let me bring this in with Nancy Pelosi, because Nancy Pelosi just massively screwed up. You know, Democrats can screw up Free Ice Cream Day. They could. They could screw up something like Free Ice Cream Day. I could see Nancy Pelosi there with an ice cream cone. Here's your free ice cream cone. Is it lactose intolerant? No, it's not. Are you lactose? Or is it for lactose intolerant? No, it's not. Are you lactose intolerant? No, I'm not lactose intolerant. But if I come across someone who is, they might want to get a lick of the ice cream cone. I want to make sure it's lactose intolerant. Why? Why would you do that? I want to be inclusive. But you're not lactose intolerant. This is an ice cream cone for you. I don't care if it doesn't. If it's not lactose intolerant. So it's got to be something that people are not offended by. It can't be like, you know, Rocky Road or, you know, strawberry swirl. It's got to be just some kind of either plain vanilla or chocolate. And if it's not, and it's not lactose intolerant, and it's not organic and free sourced, and stayed away from anyone who ever went into a corporation at any point in their life, well, we're not going to take it. Really? Really? Nancy Pelosi came on out and she made a big speech where she was talking about whether or not, she's saying, Trump is trying to goad us into impeaching him. Shut up. What are you saying? Now, if the Republicans were in the position of the Democrats are, they would never reference the president of the other party. They would never reference anything the other party was saying. They wouldn't go out there and hem and haw and go, gee willikers, golly gosh. They would have come on out right away saying, we're going to have an impeachment vote in this on this date, and we'll send it up to the Senate. Even if the Senate was all Democrats, they'd still do that. That's who they are. After the 375 prosecutors came on out and stated, no, Trump broke laws, that he should be charged with a crime. If there was any doubt at that point, you should have gone with it. When it became clear that Barr had lied to Congress, we're done. Instead, because these Democrats can't stop but saying, well, they want us to do it. Well, the minute you said they want us to do it, if you do impeach them, they'll take credit for goading you into doing it. If you don't impeach them, they'll take credit for goading you out of doing it. You have basically handed over the power of the prosecution of the impeachment to the Republicans because you let it be known their feelings were the most important ones when it came to this decision. You should have said nothing. You should have said, we're going to impeach them and let them squirm. There's the difference. You can get all the Republicans, even when they're defending something which is undefendable, all in line, all simpatico, all on message. The Democrats, even when you have the easiest, you have free frickin' ice cream day here, and they can't help but screw it up. And that is part of the problem here with this party right now. We need committed leaders who are not going to say, we need to see four or five more public opinion polls before we go through with it. Trump broke the law. 375 prosecutors, including Republicans, say he should be impeached. Mueller has called out Barr for lying. You have them dead to rights. Stop jerking around and get out there and do your damn job. But because they're so milquetoast and so weak-kneed and so ineffective at leadership, they've already handed the victory to the Republicans no matter what they do. Real leadership would have said, I don't care what the president wants me to do. I don't care what the Republicans want me to do. The Democrats are going to impeach Donald Trump. That's what a real leader would have done. Instead of sitting here, well, he wants us to. Should we do what he wants us to? I don't know. I know people like Nancy Pelosi. She should not be the leader of the Speaker of the House. She should not be. Steny Hoyer should not be there. Chuck Schumer should not be there. We need new blood. I'm not talking freshmen, but I mean, you got a lot of good people in the Minnesota House, or in the U.S. House and in the U.S. Senate from the Democratic Party. I guarantee you, I can't comprehend if you put Amy Klobuchar in charge of the Senate Democrats, it would be one-tenth as ineffectual as Chuck Schumer has been. I think you could put Tina Smith in charge, and we would have a lot more commitment. I just don't know. There you go. So Democrats, you're only a week late, but maybe you want to call a press conference and condemn Tony Jurgens for his unacceptable behavior and get everyone in line and start doing things as a team, as opposed to start thinking about public opinion polls, whether everyone's going to like you, and whether is it the most inclusive thing we could possibly do? Sometimes you just go and do it because that's what people perceive as integrity. And right now, people perceive the Republicans as having integrity and the Democrats not. That's because the leadership has put that out there as that is. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Take a break. Come on back right here on AM 950.
Is Fido's bad breath getting in the way of your relationship? Well, Teef is the answer to all your doggy dental care woes. They're inviting dog lovers in the Minneapolis area. Come on out for their pup-friendly launch party to celebrate the latest innovation in dog dental care. This innovative new product combines science with simplicity to make your dog's water bowl function like a molecular toothbrush. On Saturday, May 11th from noon to 3 p.m., bring your pup and to come celebrate Teefapalooza at 56 Brewing and Tap Room in Northeast Minneapolis. There will be food trucks, live music, games, raffles, and partner vendors offering pet-friendly products and services. 5% of proceeds benefit the Animal Humane Society. This event is free to attend. Teef's patented prebiotic dental care technology launches as a water additive in a powder form that makes the difficult task of daily dental care as easy as scoop at drink. Saturday, May 11th at noon for Teefapalooza, taking place at 56 Brewing in Northeast Minneapolis, 3055 Northeast Columbia Avenue. Find out more at teefhealth.com. That's TEEF health.com.
The entire buying experience with Rudy Luther Toyota is so worthwhile. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance with every new Toyota purchased. Their super staff is wonderful, always ready to help. And there's the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at holiday station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Head on over to Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333. Woo, woo, woo.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. God, I can see free ice cream day just going horribly. Is it a sugar cone or a waffle cone? Was it sourced correctly? And then basically after they jump through all these hoops and no one wants ice cream anymore, they put up a sign saying, "We did all these things, aren't we great? Applaud us and pat us on the back." God, no, just go and do it. Just have ice cream day. Just have ice cream day. Pour ice cream, go down. Oh, these are good enough cones, good enough ice cream. Ice cream day. Done. I did want to mention this, too. This is just a crime here. Gay conversion therapy is horrible. It's torture. Scott Dibble, a Minneapolis Democrat, had put forward a bill to basically outlaw the practice on minors. A similar version passed in the Democratic-led House. He was surprised when two Republican colleagues not only offered support, but their own version of the amendment. One was Eric Pratt from Prior Lake. The other was Scott Jensen of Chaska. Jensen, a family doctor in Watertown, says his feelings on Dibble's amendment are complicated, but his feelings on conversion therapy, coercive, aversive treatments, as he calls them, are not. I personally, professionally, problematic for me. He says, and opposing the rest of the party issues he cares about. Dibble and Jensen Pratt assured that if they took on this, they'd probably bring somewhere between 4 and 10 Republicans on board. But in the heart of the debate on the amendment, Republican Majority Leader Paul Gazelka called a recess and summoned his fellow Republicans to a meeting. "I knew this was probably not good," says Dibble. According to Dibble, he got a recap from a trusted source. Half dozen Republicans said if Dibble's amendment passed, they'd vote against the gigantic Health and Human Services budget bill as it was attached to some $15 billion worth of legislation. "I put the entire omnibus bill in risk," Jensen said, which he wasn't willing to do for an amendment he saw as important but imperfect. In the end, Dibble's amendment was shot down 34-30. So I want to make sure we understand this. There are six Republicans, six, who state that the most important health care issue for them, hands down, is torturing gay kids through this false conversion therapy. That making sure pre-existing conditions, people have health care, people are getting medical treatment they need, that's not important. The most important thing for them is torturing gay kids. There are six of them. I want their names, Gazelka, and Gazelka's on top of that list because if he was a coward and he went along with this, he deserves to be called out as well. Wow. Rich is in Lakeville here. He wanted to chime in on the Dems issue. Welcome on in, Rich.
Hi, man. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Hey, real quick, yeah, I agree with you about changing the guard there a little bit. I'd love to see Tina Smith or that lady senator out of Arizona. I think there's some great, great potential to kind of push the other ones out of the way a little bit. Let some young...
And Rich, I'm going to have to cut you off there. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. No, I get what your point is. And the reality is this, is that these current Democratic leaders are screwing this up. This is an easy layup. Impeach the guy. He deserves it. And Barr. Do it. All right. We're back. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Until Monday. See ya.